No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
Hey, hey, and welcome in to the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out. It is much appreciated. We are brought to you by Remy Martin, Team Up with Excellence. Man, that was fun. That was a fun win for the Bears. It was stressful, maybe a little bit more stressful than it needed to be, but who cares, right? I was concerned about this game going in because of the pass rush of the Giants, and they didn't disappoint. They rushed the passer. They just couldn't get him on the ground. And inside of those plays, Caleb Williams, if you're looking for the moments where you may think that Caleb Williams has arrived or at least has started to emerge, if someone has to ask you about that, just show them the fourth quarter of this game. Full space command of his abilities. Now, you've heard me say on this podcast and over on The Score, the stuff that we saw Caleb Williams do, like, we kind of know that he can do. It's the winning and structure part that people want to see more of. This was a weird game. The conditions were all out of sorts. You were making choices from a schematic standpoint, a strategy standpoint of, well, we're going to go for it on fourth down, so maybe our third down play calls are different than what they ordinarily would be. But at the end, you had a quarterback go out there and ball the fuck out. That's what it was. He balled out in the fourth quarter. The Giants felt like they had him like in their grasp, and he would get away, and he would get away and make plays. He made so many plays that I don't even think that we can talk about them all because a bunch of them were dropped. This was a bad day for like Alameda Zacchaeus, who's been a pretty reliable receiver for Caleb Williams. He dropped passes in this game, and it looked like it was going to hurt them, but we saw the heroic version. And look, say what you want. If someone, here's what I'll tell you. If someone tells you that Caleb didn't have a good game, I will tell you they didn't watch the game. They only looked at the box score because the box score doesn't look great. 20 of 36, 220 yards, one touchdown, no interception, passer rating of 83.1. But if you go further into the box score, you'll see 8 rushes for 63 yards for a touchdown. And if you were to watch the game like you did, you know that at a certain point, it felt like everything was on his shoulders and he rose to the occasion. Having a quarterback that is able to do that, it's rare. Like, we went through it this week. We were talking about how if you look around the entire NFL, there's a lot of teams that are still trying to figure out if they've got the guy. And I'm not saying that the Bears do. All I'm saying is that if you needed a refresher, if you were feeling like, yeah, you know, he did it against some bums last week against the Bengals. Oh, I'm not sure. You know, Jackson Dart looked really, really good. Caleb rose to the level of competition that he was seeing across the field because Jackson Dart was balling out too until he got hurt, which is already one of the things that you worry about because I think this is two concussions for Jackson Dart. And in that moment, when they have the opportunity to drive towards putting the Bears away, the Bears come up with a takeaway, which they desperately needed. I'm going to have to take the L on the C.J. Gardner-Johnson thing. He's probably a Bear for the rest of the season, considering that he's already like one of their sack leaders. Showed up a week ago, and he's got three sacks and a forced fumble. So I'm probably going to have to take the L on that, and that's fine. And I heard that CJ heard that I might have to take the L on that, and that's also fine. That's part of it, right? He's a shit talker, so I'm all right with that, that if he feels a certain way about it, that's totally okay. I hope that he has continued success all the way through the end of this season, and hopefully that means that the Bears are playing in the playoffs. But back to Caleb, it was just strong. This was one of those games where the quarterback elevates everyone else. I'm not going to let us lose this game. Now, granted, I said this on my video for the score, and I'll say this to you. I hate cowardice in football. And Brian Daboll showed you some. I was right there with Greg Olsen when he's sitting there going, wait, you've got one play from the half-yard line to make it a two-touchdown game. And your choice was to then kick a field goal and then give up field position on the kickoff. That was your choice. It was a terrible one. I actually think it's a fireable one. But I think Daboll is already down the road to getting himself fired in Gotham. It was just inexplicable. And what that did, and I don't, because I'm doing this while the post game is going on, I don't know if the Bears will admit to this, it gave the Bears juice. You're sitting there down 10 in that moment instead of down 14. And with a backup quarterback, and I get that it's Russell Wilson, but it's Russell Wilson with a lot of miles and a lot of rust on him at this point. And he didn't look comfortable. The fact that they kicked the field goal in that, to me, is so insane because on that drive, they had finally figured out how to run the ball and were running it without Jackson Dart. They had finally figured it out. And there they were, needing a half yard to go 14. And they chose to kick the field goal. They deserve to lose. And I'm glad that the Bears made them pay for their cowardice. I hate that shit.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Your gut and the numbers tell you to go for it in that instance. And you chose to go up 10. When there is evidence in Caleb Williams' very young career that he rallies. And he rallied on him and he beat him. And they deserved it. They deserved every bit. It was delicious. I said in the group chat, I was like, I hope they are punished for their cowardice. And Spiegs laughed and he was like, the belt? And I was like, no, the loss. They should be punished for their cowardice with a loss. And the Bears supplied that for him. And good for them. Because now they are putting pressure on everybody else. Now it's not just kind of a cute story. It's like, hey, do the Bears have a dude at quarterback? And are they scary enough to maybe win a playoff game this season? This isn't basketball. This isn't hockey. This is a one-game sample in a playoff. You catch someone slipping on the wrong day, and you can advance. And some of the teams that you thought were going to be there aren't going to be there. That maybe you think are a bad matchup. Just happy to see Roma Dunze have a nice day. He comes up with the game-winning touchdown at the end. It was clear that they wanted to get him started early. I imagine we won't see any tweets from his dad this week. I also thought that Rome couldn't have handled things better than he did in the locker room. And this I will give to his dad for raising that young man and raising him in a very mature way. We're lucky that we have a couple of young guys on this team that really seem to understand how to manage their own narrative. And that takes a lot of practice. You don't expect that from first and second year guys, but the Bears actually have a group of those guys that seem pretty good at it. DeAndre Swift, I thought, was an unsung hero in this game too. Big runs for him. That 25-yarder, he was getting below his pads. I didn't like the fourth and one, the third and one play where they did the toss to the outside on the short side. Like, I didn't like that, but I liked everything else that he did for the Bears inside of this game. Came up with a couple of big catches for them. Colston Loveland with a couple of big catches for them. He is a matchup problem. And the league obviously is on notice after him winning an NFC Offensive Player of the Week. By the way, I haven't watched the rest of the games yet, but Caleb should be a candidate for that award this week. But now that guy is becoming a real matchup issue. Alamide Zaccheaus had three drops in this game, and he's better than that, or has been better than that. And DJ Moore, no catches for him, and there was a couple that I felt like he should catch, but that's another dude who his toughness, right? Like he goes out there, he wasn't even really supposed to be in the game. On the defensive side, man, I thought Jackson Dart played really well. His numbers before he got concussed, 19 of 29, 242. You add in his rushing yards, 6 carries for 66 yards, including a 24-yard touchdown run. He was magnificent. Absolutely magnificent. And then he fumbled. And he got hurt. And those are the things that you worry about when you have a quarterback that has some skills athletically, is are they putting themselves in danger too often? And then the punt game. Gillen, the punter for the Giants, He doomed them. He helped doom them to that loss with a shank. Like, just right off the above the ankle. You're not going to kick the ball very far doing that. And the Bears did what they needed to do. It's not pretty. This game wasn't pretty. It doesn't matter if it was. It doesn't matter if it was pretty. It doesn't. They won. There's no coaches poll that the Bears have to deal with. And you're going to see. You're going to see a narrative flip. You're going to see questions on the national shows this week of, can the Bears and Caleb Williams win the Super Bowl? And maybe you're asking yourself the same thing. And the answer is, I don't know. But you are going to see people's opinion on that young man flip. So be ready for it. But this was fun. Lord knows the Snowmageddon is coming our way. I would have hated to walk into tomorrow's show and this week with the Bears having lost that game, along with certain parts of our area getting like 9 inches of snow. Like, I would have hated that. But none of it matters. The Bears are 6-3, and their quarterback balled out. Brought them back in a game that they felt destined to lose, and they won. So congratulations to them. And you know what's crazy? I don't even think this was one of Ben Johnson's best games. And they won it. So congrats to them, big time. And congrats to Caleb for what was, I hope he gets a game ball. I hope that whether it's NBC for tonight or ESPN tomorrow night or ESPN during the day, I hope that they give that man his flowers because he absolutely balled out. I will talk to you next time. I appreciate your support. So do the people at Remy Martin. They appreciate your support too. We love the partnership even when it snows. And when it stops snowing and maybe the Bears are in the playoffs, we're going to find some ways to get out there with our friends at Remy Martin. I hope that you had a good time, even though the game was filled with a little bit of stress. I will talk to you next time. All right? Peace.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and fleet services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.